Hi, I'm Michael Cashew.
And I'm Adi Cashew, and you're listening to the WAG podcast. This podcast is about health, wellness, and personal development.
Each episode is a short conversation between Adi and I on a single topic with actionable steps. We cover everything from food, mindset, fitness, and relationships.
We started WAG because of the way health and fitness changed our lives, so we hope to share a tool or two that helps you along your way.
Hello, everyone. We are back. How are you, Adi?
I'm great. Happy to be here.
Guys, today we're going to talk about some changes that WAG has gone through over the past couple years. And the reason that we're going to talk about this is because I think it's really interesting how the nutrition world, the diet world has changed over the past 20, 30, 40 years. And we've seen a shitload of magic pill diets. And we're kind of I don't know if we're anti-magic pill, but we are in a lot of ways the opposite of the magic pill quick fix. We focus on habits and behaviors, and I think we're seeing a transition in how people are dieting. And so I want to talk about kind of the evolution of WAG, where we see the nutrition world going, because I think a lot of you will find that interesting in your own lives. So Adi, for so long, you always took so much pride in doing one thing for one price, right? You had one-on-one nutrition coaching at WAG for, I don't know where it started. It started at around $50, right? And you never discounted it. And you took so much pride in that. And that has remained for 3.5, almost 4 years. And now all of a sudden, we're about to start offering quite a few new things. So what changed?
I mean, the originator of that story was watching the Steve Jobs movie.
Nice.
And he talked about Apple being closed end to end. And everyone told him that Apple should, you know, connect to multiple different software systems, like kind of like Microsoft. You can plug and play like whatever you want. And he was like, no, Apple just does Apple software systems, like, or whatever you call it. I might be using the wrong terminology, but
I think you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I was like, you know, I love the simplicity of that. And I've always been the kind of person that really likes to focus on one thing. I love tinkering. I love like taking something apart and putting it back together. And then being able to be like making a rule, you know, kind of like setting up a boundary in your life. Like I offer one thing for one price and I don't discount it. And if those are the parameters that I'm working in, it really can help me focus on which opportunities are good and which opportunities are a distraction. And it really did help improve the value of the service and help us really focus on making it the best service it could possibly be.
Yeah, I think part of it too is that there was a wait list for years on WAG. So there was way more demand than we could provide service for, like way more demand than we had coaches to actually coach these people. And so it might have been a really silly idea to divert energy and resources to building other things.
Right.
Even though you might have been able to make more money, you focused on providing the top quality that you could doing what you were doing already.
Yeah, I can't even count the amount of times that I had gone to like different business conferences or masterminds and I told people how many people we had on the waiting list and they were like, "Well, why aren't you offering, you know, a tripwire or like an
group
ebook
training.
Or a group training or like how many different ideas they had?" And I was like, "Nope. This is clearly what people are waiting for. I now have this amazing, unique opportunity to focus on making the program better and not just trying to make a quick dollar. It's more about like building something that provides value than, and I mean, maybe those things could have provided value, but I really like the ability to focus and just build something that, I mean, now that we're ready to offer other things, I am so confident in what we've spent the past 4 years building, knowing that there are systems in place to help that continue improving without having to be so singularly focused on it. I don't think we would have been able to be here confident launching some new things if we didn't do that.
So then what changed?
Well, one, you came on board.
And I'm the complete opposite.
Yeah, so Michael's kind of like a shoot from the hip idea generator kind of guy. I mean, for anybody that knows Colby and those types of personality tests.
People don't know that.
They don't know that. Well, Michael's an idea generator and I'm more of like a middle of the pack neutralizer, like to stay neutral. So you coming on board kind of really inspired me to see that we can, like we're at this place where we can do different things. We've also been in business for 4 years doing the same thing. And I think at this point, you know, I kind of miss the whole, like, I see some areas that we can get better. I see some areas that we can provide more value. I see some place things that people are actually asking for. And it's kind of like when WAG started, people were asking me to help them with their nutrition. And I was like, okay, I'm going to start helping you with your nutrition because so many people are asking for it. And now there are so many people asking for other things. So for example, the things that we're talking about, we had a tremendous amount of people asking for support during pregnancy. And so we knew that that was something we didn't necessarily have the knowledge or the expertise to be able to offer. So it's something we stayed away from. If someone would become pregnant on the WAG program, we would tell them that, you know, we're going to reserve your spot, but it's not something that we can support you through. And now we've worked with BirthFit and created an entire educational program to be able to help support women that are going through pregnancy, something that a lot of people were asking for. Same thing with our affiliate program, gyms that were asking for ways to provide this type of service to their members in their gym to give them results along with, you know, to match the work that they're doing in the gym. So we found a way to be able to train gyms to coach their members in nutrition and a coach certification program, which is...
I feel like that might be number one.
You think?
Yeah. Like so many people go through the program, they have some kind of physical transformation themselves. A couple things are happening. One, they see the benefit that they've had in their own life and they want to be able to give that back to other people. Right. They want to be able to contribute to other people. And then they're just so interested in this shit. They're just dying to know more. Right. So for years, I've heard you saying people want, you know, they're asking for to be coached like your coaches.
Totally. Like we had people asking for mentorship programs or being able to shadow us. But I think like the biggest thing was when we would see probably dozens of our members open up their own nutrition coaching companies. You know, like they would leave the program, have such tremendous results. And I've seen so many companies, which I actually think is an amazing thing, of people offering almost the exact same service that we offer to their own communities. And why not be able to offer the exact training that our coaches are getting? They're not getting the same experience of being part of our community or having access to all of our coaches like internally the way that we do, but it's as close as you're going to get without actually being a part of our staff. So a lot of people were asking for it.
One thing that you kind of glossed over that I love is that you should never build a new product or service, or even some, like some people will say, don't even start a new business unless people are asking you to do that. So often I've thought of like a good idea and I've gone and like built this thing for some of the companies that I've worked with and it has flopped in some instances, right? But anytime people are begging for a certain new service or a new program or whatever that is, it's almost a knock out of the park. It's almost like guaranteed success if they're just begging you for a long period of time. And that's what you've done so, so well. How else has WAG evolved in your opinion?
I think a huge evolution, and it also goes back to, you know, we had a waiting list for 2 years and we had this opportunity and this rule that I had set that we do one thing for one price and that's all we do. And it really gave us the opportunity to hone in on making our service as valuable as possible. And I think what a lot of people don't necessarily see is the evolution that happened behind the scenes. So that means how our staff grew, how the organization and structure of the actual business is behind the scenes, like how coaches are being supported, how they're continually upping their education. Like our coaches don't just come on the team, get trained, and that's it. And then they coach people and they gain experience that way. Every single month, they're getting a continuing education. They're getting reviewed every single month from their coach supports. And the coach supports are divided into teams. And then those coach supports have a head coach that they talk to if they need extra support. We have content contributors that are contributing to the blog constantly. We're creating resources to help coaches be able to provide better information to the clients. So I think that constant evolution that people don't necessarily notice in the front end is definitely contributing to us being more focused and making sure that we're monitoring quality at all times.
One huge one that I've seen is that when I first met you, the conversation was all about macros, and it was about changing people's numbers. And you were definitely focused on helping people find behavior changes and tactics and tools that they could use in their life. But now the majority of the conversation is about the psychology around eating. It's about behavior change. It's about having a growth mindset and vulnerability and all of these kind of mindset principles. And these are things that our coaches are being educated on through our level two course. And then they're talking about and teaching the members, which I think is enormous. And that's one of the things that I think sets WAG apart, is that we're not just focused on the numbers. We're focused on how do we stick to the numbers?
Yeah. I think that's an evolution of like me as a human being personally. I think when I know for sure when I first started WAG, that's what I was doing. I was tracking my macros every single day. I weighed and measured every single thing I ate. I was super dedicated to it. I was seeing tremendous results from it. I was performing the best I'd ever performed in my life. And I was like, I want to give this to other people. And I had this little bit of, I guess you could call it naivete, of like not knowing that my life would evolve and things would change over time. And maybe I wouldn't be performing at a super high level forever. Or that wouldn't be a priority of mine. Or, you know, I would also struggle with travel and how to stay on track during travel and how to manage those situations. I thought like, I think there were parts of me that was like, oh, I'm going to be this way forever. Mm-hmm. And then once I started to actually struggle again, and I've been struggling with my nutrition since I was 16. So this is like I've been doing this for 12 years. Like, this is a really long time of me having to go through the ebbs and flows of life and realizing I almost forgot. Like, I forgot what it was like to struggle at the beginning. And then I went through this new phase of life. You know, I'm married. I'm traveling all the time. I'm the CEO of a business. We have a lot of employees that we're responsible for, and we love them and want to take care of them. We have clients that we love and want to take care of. And it started to rock my world a little bit. And then I realized, you know, I don't want to weigh and measure my food every single day. What are the other options for me? And then that must mean that there's other people that are in the exact same situation. And I more want what's going to suit me right now, make me feel amazing in my skin and help me feel like I'm in control of my nutrition instead of, you know, it has to be this way.
Do you feel like WAG was more rigid in the beginning and it's kind of become more flexible?
I think so. I think if you asked our coaches, they would probably say the same thing too. Like, we coached them to continue telling people like, if they weren't being consistent with their numbers and they weren't seeing progress, it was like, well, get more consistent with your numbers. Like, that was the answer. And now that is unacceptable. Like, our coaches cannot do that anymore. It's more about like reading between the lines and finding, you know, if hitting your numbers right now is not a possibility. I mean, I still believe that that is a very fast way to get results. I think it's a great way to get results. And if it doesn't cause you extra stress and hinder other areas of your life, that's a super great way to get dialed in on portion sizes and get results. I do believe that right now for sure. But right now it's important for them to look between the lines and find, you know, one or two habits that maybe can still move someone in a positive direction to have them seeing progress and feeling better about themselves. And it's not just about the numbers. Mm-hmm.
Where do you see WAG going in 2 years?
In 2 years, I think that we will be a place where like we're like a hub for nutrition education, and whether that is, you know, finding what nutrition program works for you. Like, if you want to try a high fat diet and that's what you think might work best for you, we're a safe place for you to do that effectively without judgment. And we're not going to tell you like, we're not going to judge you for your choices. We're going to help you see if that's what works for you, and then, you know, help you look at the data without emotion, and then maybe guide you with our experience and what we've seen successful for most people. But we're going to be a team and work together to find, you know, the balance of what type of eating style actually works for you. I think we will be a place for those people, for anyone to help get in control of their own nutrition, for people that see results without.
And how is that different than right now?
I think right now we can do that. It's just not as clear. Mm-hmm. And our software doesn't necessarily allow for that as much as I would like it to. Mm-hmm. So like right now, for example, if you're going to be checking in with your coach, there's a spot where you got to provide carbs, fat, and protein for every single day. Mm-hmm. And you can submit it as 000. But I think for some people, it's like hard to do that. It's hard to be like, oh, you kind of feel like, oh, I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
So you're saying if someone's following like a keto diet or they're pregnant and they don't want to do flexible dieting, mm-hmm. so they don't want to track their macros, if they have to put in a zero, they feel like they're not doing something right. Even if they are doing it right, they feel like they're not.
For sure. Is that what you're saying? Even if your coach says, it's okay, you don't need to track your food. All I want you to do is tell me like notes on each day of how you're feeling. It's going to prompt you to put carbs, fats, and protein for each day. And not doing it, you might feel like you should be doing it. There's definitely some people that are going to feel that way. I would love the ability to like turn on and off features for specific people. Like, we don't want you to weigh and measure, or maybe we just want you to track your protein. Mm-hmm. Like, all you have to submit is protein. It's not as customizable right now as I would like it to be. In the future, I would love education on the ketogenic diet. I would love education on, you know, gut health, on pregnancy, on like way more education for people to get informed on all aspects of nutrition, and for us to actually be able to customize the program, including in our software, to collect the data that is specific for that client, not just right now. The software kind of requires you to collect the data that is there.
Gotcha.
It's not as customizable.
I think one of the most attractive things to people is going to be if you have a goal, like, you know, you want to lose 20 pounds, or you want to perform better in a sport, or you just want to feel confident in your nutrition, but you have no idea what diet you want to follow. Tell us your goals and we'll help you find the diet that works for your lifestyle. I think that's what 90%+ of people need right now, but it doesn't really exist.
Yeah.
In very many places, at least.
I think that's in 2 years, I would love to be able to really meet people where they're at and help them get a starting point. And they're like, I don't know, there's so much information out there. What would be the best place for me to start? And then we can just head on that path together, and you get like a real human who's— our coaches are going to have experience in all sorts of different types of nutrition programs. They're going to have guided people through it successfully. They're going to have made mistakes with some people. And you know that we're doing the best that we absolutely can.
So do you think the whole diet world, the nutrition world, is moving in this direction of working on habits and behavior change? Or do you think that we're going to continue to see new, you know, quick fix, magic pill kind of diets popping up all over the place?
Yeah. I actually don't think the quick fix magic pill is necessarily the worst thing in the world. I think sometimes that's like a great catalyst for people to make a big change in their life. It's super motivating. You get results really quickly. And, you know, there is definitely the people that will like take it too far and they yo-yo all the way back to worse than when they started, maybe. But there's some people that like really helps them realize that they can make change in their life, and that's super motivating for them. So I don't necessarily think that that's a bad thing per se. I think in certain situations and how it's done can be bad. I also think that there's always going to be people that want to make some money. So, you know, there's always going to be people that are going to play on people's emotions and offer these
promises.
Promises.
Big
like
promises.
These seemingly impossible promises, but they give these, like, they show all these testimonials of people that it's working for and all of this stuff. And I think there's always going to be people out there, sometimes shitty people, who just want to make money, and they don't necessarily care if their diet lasts around forever, but they're offering something to make a quick buck. And that's just like the reality of sometimes in business. Like, I've met a lot of people who just want to make money, and mm-hmm. They're not looking at the value that they're actually offering, and they're just really good at selling and making business. So I think that's always going to be there. I do think that habits and behaviors are always part of it. Like, if you can't get people to stick to your diet, then your diet's not going to work no matter what. So I do think it's always going to be a part of it. What I really think nutrition's going to go, is I think we're going to get so much more information on how to figure out what your needs are as an individual. I mean, especially in North America, like, we come from all sorts of different places. Like, people that take 23andMe, you know, or get your genetic testing done, you'll see that you're like a mix or like a hodgepodge of all sorts of different countries. Or you're like me, or you come from like one specific place, and maybe, you know, the nutrition that works best for me isn't the nutrition that works best for you, or the way that food operates in my body isn't the same that it works for you. So I think that that's going to become more knowledge, which can help inform people on how to feel the best, stay the healthiest, live longest, and most highest quality life.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for joining us. Stay in touch by signing up for our newsletter at workingagainstgravity.com or on Instagram at workingagainstgravity.
And don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes, leave us a 5-star review, and refer a friend. We'll be back next week with another episode. Talk to you then.